From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. House Ag Committee ranking member Mike Conaway is feeling positive following President Trump's fiscal year 2020 budget proposal. In a written statement, Conaway said the president knows the farm safety net accounts for less than a quarter of 1%, so when the chips are down, we must keep our promise to farmers and ranchers made under the five-year farm bill, and I expect the president is on board. He says the biggest danger facing them right now is the politics being played by Democrats on passage of the USMCA. In their March World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, USDA decreased milk production forecast, and that bumped up milk prices. USDA cites the reduction in the national dairy herd as the justification for the lowered milk production forecast. The agency's Class 3 price forecast is raised as the higher cheese price projection more than offsets the lower whey price. The all-milk price forecast is raised to an average of $17 to $17.60 per hundredweight. Well, we're finally getting to see 2018 total beef export numbers delayed by the government shutdown, and it's an eye-opener. The U.S. Meat Export Federation reports beef exports shattered the previous record, hitting a new high for volume at 1.35 million metric tons. That's up 7% from 2017 to a record $8.33 billion. USMEF says the numbers were fueled by demand in South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.